In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, the fathers of the Church had a very acute intelligence of the mysteries of God. By the light of the Holy Ghost, they were able to see further than what we can see. They were able to dig in the field of the Holy Scripture and find many treasures within it. Usually, when people read the Holy Scriptures, they pay attention only to what we call the literal sense, what is written in the text. So, for example, when we look at the gospel for today, and we read that the disciples were in a boat in the middle of the sea while Jesus was on the land, when we read this, we might not go further than what the text brings us. However, for the fathers, the literal meaning of the scriptures is only the beginning. It is only the point from which we can take off and reach a higher dimension of understanding. So for the fathers, the scriptures have three dimensions. So the first one is the literal sense, which takes into consideration simply what the words say. Another dimension of the scriptures is the allegorical interpretation, which deals with the truths of our faith and have a doctrinal connotation. And a third dimension is the moral sense, which means that the scriptures have a lesson for our lives, teaching us something about how we have to behave in different situations of our lives. So when we look at the gospel for today, what do we see? As I said, the disciples were in a boat in the middle of the sea while Jesus was on the land. The literal interpretation is not difficult. It is simply what we read. The disciples were in a boat in the middle of the sea, and Jesus was on the land. But as I said, for the fathers, the literal sense is only the beginning. By the light of the Holy Ghost, they were able to find dogmatic teachings and moral lessons inside the words of the scriptures. So the doctrinal sense of the gospel that the fathers bring to us is the following. The boat in the middle of the sea symbolizes the church in the middle of this world. And sometimes the winds against the church are very strong, and it makes very difficult for the church to keep going. Just like the situation in which we are today. The church is under a storm, and it's very difficult to see an exit. But what do we see in the gospel? Even though it was difficult, the disciples kept rowing. In spite of the opposition, they kept rowing. And the rowing here means that we have to be faithful to the church even amidst so many challenges. And if we do so, if we try to be faithful to the church, Christ will come and help the boat of the church, as he did in the gospel, helping the boat of the disciples. So this is the allegorical sense. The boat in the middle of the sea represents the church in the world, facing the opposition of the winds. But another sense of the scriptures is the moral sense. So what do we see? Again, late at night, the disciples were in a boat in the middle of the sea, and the winds were against them, and they were having a lot of trouble to move forward. And Jesus was on the land. My brethren, morally speaking, this is a figure of our lives. The boat in the middle of the sea represents us. And the sea represents this life. And the land where Jesus is standing represents heaven. We are like a boat in the sea, and sometimes everything becomes dark. Sometimes the winds, the difficulties come against us. Sometimes it is difficult to move forward, to move towards Jesus, to move towards heaven. But again, if we are faithful to keep trying, like the disciples, if we are faithful to keep rowing, the Lord will not fail to come and help us. As we see in the gospel, he came into the boat and helped them. But you see, they had to row. They had to do their part. So my brethren, let us meditate on the words of the gospel and try to see which lesson they want to teach us. And I think that today's lesson is this. In the sea of this life, in the difficulties of this life, never give up, but keep rowing, and Christ will help you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.